Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Ah, yes, this is where we let the boys just talk, call BS on anything they like. If you've got something that's you want to get off your chest, you call BS on it. So it's as simple as that. Paul Kent, I can see that you're coming off the back fence. You would like to go first.
Yeah, look, I just want to talk about this, Anthony. Way back when Jack Gibson was coaching rugby league, one of his golden rules was the only excuse you have for not getting up in the defensive line is if you've got a broken leg and cannot physically get there. That was part of the attrition that was in the game. Now, what's happened over time with all this, you know, I suppose duty of care and the rest of it, is we got to a situation where last night, with about 4 minutes to go in the game, Melbourne ahead by 12 and Parramatta going after them. Parramatta had the ball and had momentum. Suli Vunivalu in back play goes down with a cramp and the referee called time off. There are so many reasons why this should not be part of the game. One is about the historical heritage of the toughness of the game and that battle of wills and the war of attrition. But secondly, it's a tactical ploy too. Parramatta had momentum. The clock was winding down. They had probably three sets left in the game. They needed to keep going at Melbourne on the back foot. And all that momentum was arrested by Vunivalu going down in back play with a cramp of all things. And the referee called timeout. Melbourne reset their defensive line, copped a breather. And that, from that moment on, Parramatta weren't going to win the game. Second to that, not only did he then go down with the cramp, he got up from the cramp and then the trainer was looking at something on his wrist or his hand. I wasn't quite sure what he was trying to look at, probably because it was not actually an injury there, but they were buying more time. And the game, the referees, the officials of the game were conned by it. And because of this duty of care, if a player's injured or hurt, we've got to get to him, make sure he's okay, they would call time out now. But it's being exploited. It's being used for reasons now that shouldn't be used. And the fact is, players have never been better looked after in the game. There is no reason in any circumstance, except if the player is in the ruck, the injured player is in the ruck, there is no reason for them to get for them to call timeout. The game.
Well, how do we change it, Paul?
Get it out of the game, Gordy. So if the trainer
puts his hand up, that player has to leave the field? So then they stop wasting time, you think?
Something like that, Gordon. Look, I haven't thought all that through, Gordon, as far as because there's always the problem with it when you go down this line is there's always degrees, okay, of shades of grey. But the fact is, when a player's down with a cramp, the referee should have just said, mate, go. I don't get the whole stop play. If you're not involved in the play, if you're not involved in the ruck, it should be just play on. They will sort a way through it. Too often we've got to come up, and this is a, you know, I'm going to sound like I'm contradicting myself here, but too often when we don't like something in a game, we bring in a rule to fix it. When what we should be doing is just letting the game naturally sort itself out. Now, it sounds like I'm contradicting myself because I'm saying get rid of that rule, but the fact is that was a rule that was introduced. It never used to be a rule. But it's a rule that's now been introduced into the game. It's now being exploited, and it's ruining the game, and it's a tactical ploy. There's no way in the world a game should be stopped because a player has a cramp. It's embarrassing. Now, what will end up happening is if players will go down and they'll pretend it's not a cramp, they'll pretend it's a head injury or something more serious, so then the referee will feel compelled to stop the game. But again, that could be then your point, Gordon. If the player is down and it's regarded as that serious, he just goes off the field.
All right. Yeah, well, I've said it before, like the referees aren't doctors, so they shouldn't stop the play.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. But we're erring on the side of, oh, no, he's injured. He looks like he's serious. The referee's making, in some respects, a medical call. Certainly the trainer is going to indicate to the referee, mate, we need to stop play, because the trainers are out there for tactical purposes as much as they are for the welfare of the players. And the game needs to understand that. And actually say, no, guys, not anymore. Get rid of this. Because the game is, it's an endurance sport. It's always been an endurance sport. And part of the one of the great pleasures of this year was we brought some of that back into the game. We got the six again. We got the one referee who just allowed the game to flow more easily. And that's been, everybody has applauded that as a bonus for the game. But we can't now have it undone when a team is defending a 12-point lead. There's 4 minutes left. They're on their back foot defensively, so a player goes down with a cramp and the referee just ruins what's left of the game by calling timeout and letting everyone regroup.
Okay, well, we'll have to stop it right there because Paul Kent's taken your time, Hoops. He's taken your time too, Gordy. So maybe you want to call BS on Paul Kent. But we're going to take a break and come back with more as Triple M rocks the finals.
You're red hot today.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.